This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Nancy Pelosi called late-term abortions sacred ground last week, saying abortion is not sacred ground, it is sacrilegious ground. A national organization of pro-life priests are calling for the former Speaker of the U.S. House to simply renounce the faith. Father Frank Pavone says the statement is offensive to both faith and reason. The Independent Payment Advisory Board is set to go into action later this year. The IPAB is a Medicare cost-cutting board of experts legally possessing power to impose its advice even over the desires of Congress or the President. It has been derisively called a death panel because of its health care rationing powers. This is Life News Radio. The view, the accurate view of the human person, changes everything. The news you hear and see pertaining to the human person has the power to inform or misinform your opinions and what you do with the gift of life and what you allow your government to do. It's why we at this station offer news on the life issue. We hope you will carefully assess what you hear, read, and view. This is Life News Radio. Parents of children diagnosed with problems during pregnancy are routinely pressured into abortion. A New Zealand mom is rejecting that medical pressure to abort after being told her baby would only live a short time after birth. But then there are the cases where science takes over after most have given up hope. A 3-year-old boy, Grayson Clamp, is the first to receive an auditory brain stem implant. Born without hearing, he now relishes the sounds of his family and life around him. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.